Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts Naturescapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last, see Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.
This is the Friends of History Debating Society. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, Vegas Report. It's Super Bowl weekend, but Jeff tells me the Super Bowl is going to New Orleans. So what's in Las Vegas? We've got a raft of upcoming features, but Jeff can translate for me because I've only ever been to Las Vegas once and I was changing planes. That doesn't count as expert witness. Jeff, a very good evening to you. We're looking at 2025 with special attractions. It looks to be a lot built around the Formula One, the Grand Prix Plaza. What is that? What is it meant to be? Does it exist now?
Good evening, John. So Grand Prix Plaza is one of three major beginning attractions they're putting in. You know, they're really playing off the Formula One success they've been having, it's really becoming a worldwide phenomenon. It may not be popular with the locals there because it impacts their traffic and, you know, just getting around town for several weeks before and after. But it's a big draw for people around the world, as is Formula One races are anywhere. And so they're going to build the Grand Prix Plaza, which is a 39-acre racing complex. It's also going to include, you know, go-kart racing, racing simulators, a retail store for people who are interested in that kind of stuff for Formula One. And elsewhere, they're going to build a Formula One arcade Las Vegas, which is a high-tech arcade at the Forum Shops, which is over where you find, you know, over near Caesar's Palace. And that'll have racing simulators, a champagne bar, and so they're really trying to, you know, make some money here on the Formula One experience, which is what people have been talking about for some time. It's taken a while to get up to speed on that, but it's been helpful. Now, they're also going to be creating a year-round haunted house Halloween-type experience. There's an area there called Area 15, which is a playoff on the name Area 51. We went to it when it was open the first time, and it was a fun kind of immersive experience in pop culture and consumerism and art and sculpture. It was a lot of fun. You know, you spend your day walking around inside this giant warehouse district area. What they're going to do is build four separate haunted houses there. I do think that'll be a big attraction, especially with the younger kids, as, you know, if they have more family-friendly haunted houses. And then they're going to have an immersive district that'll be attached to that, that'll be devoted to the John Wick experience. That's the Keanu Reeves franchise of movies about a hitman trying to escape and fight other hitmen. So that'll be a little bit more violent, I'm guessing. But they're putting in another retail space, a 400,000 square foot retail center on the strip. That's going to feature some very big name retailers, Adidas, ABC stores, H&M. Those are all big names. And then finally, to top it off, you know, Vegas is all about entertainment these days. They've announced they're going to have at least, you know, seven or eight different residencies going on there. They're going to have Garth Brooks, Carrie Underwood, the Eagles, Kenny Chesney. Seems like a lot of it is going to be focusing on country western, which is so hugely popular these days. But I suspect we'll get some others in there. You know, there's been rumors that somewhere down the line when they go to fill a next residency at the Sphere, we could be looking at somebody like the Rolling Stones. So if that happens, that's going to change things immensely. But all these plans they're talking about for the coming year are pretty amazing.
Barry Manilow?
Barry Manilow is always there, so I kind of didn't really go into mentioning him. He's over at the Westgate, which is kind of the revamped version of where Elvis used to play. But you know what? God love him. Barry Manilow still brings him in. He's very popular with the silver hair set.
He must be in his 80s.
I think he's in the 70s, but, you know, he's still getting out there knocking it out. You know, Vegas has always had a place for people who, even though they're getting older, they still have talent and people want to relive the glory days. So there you go.
So a lot built around the Formula One. It started tentatively that first year, but it looks like it's building momentum. And that's in the fall, as I recall, October, September?
That's correct. I believe it's September. And they moved it back this past year so that the points race was more important, that whoever won that might play a role in taking them to the championship. And Max Verstappen, you know, won the championship again.
Right.
But, you know, the first year they held it too early, and so people were kind of thinking, why do I need to go? We already know that Max is going to win this year too. So they kind of rejiggered the schedule a little bit, and it worked out better in terms of attendance. They're still going to need to work to fill the seats, but as time goes on, it's becoming a cooler thing to go to. They're bringing in many more celebrities, and of course that draws other people.
Fill the seats, fill the rooms. You tell me, Jeff, now we walk to the other side of the street. All is not well in Las Vegas. I thought we were promoting these huge features, in and out, the new baseball stadium, its own baseball team, and yet there's a hesitation. Why?
Here we are, Super Bowl weekend, which has traditionally been the busiest weekend in Vegas in any year. And yet Vegas is already kind of on a downward slide these past 6 months, and now Super Bowl weekend, we are looking at massive numbers of vacant rooms. And they're saying that people who run the casino resorts are just they can't believe how bad things are. And so you've got places that are normally in the $200-$400 a night range going for $11, $23, $32 a night. I mean, unheard of. You can't even imagine that you could get a drink for that much there, and sometimes you can't. And that's part of the problem is time and again, people are being asked, why aren't you coming back to Vegas? And there's a list of reasons, but at the top of the list is Vegas has become ridiculously expensive. And it used to be that, and I remember as a kid going there, you know, for a family trip, believe it or not, it was family friendly in certain places, where you could, you know, the whole family could go out to a steak and eggs breakfast for under $10. That's for all four of us. That you could enjoy the different attractions and shows, and it didn't break the bank. But times have changed. I mean, as I mentioned in a previous report on the show, you know, there's sometimes people have paid as much as $40 or $50 for a drink. You know, you're talking about, you know, getting a bottle of beer for $18 or a well drink, in other words, not a brand name drink, for $25, and it goes up from there. And so you're even talking about things like, you know, if you're going to park your car, you know, with a valet, it's going to be $40 plus tip. Or if you're going to self-park your car, it probably starts at $25 a day. Resort fees get tacked on to everything these days, $40 to $55. And so people feel like they're getting nickel and dimed, which is not good when you're dealing with a time where not only are you dealing with inflation, but you're also dealing with uncertainty. And people are thinking, well, do I want to dump all money in Vegas and, you know, the job's in trouble, or if the budget's in trouble down the road, inflation keeps going up. So those are things hitting Vegas, and it doesn't seem like Vegas is taking those things into account. And I say Vegas, I mean the hotel and casino operators that just haven't been thinking. And, you know, right now I've been talking about drinks and lodging and food, but even at the tables, people are kind of getting fed up with it because it used to be that you could walk into any casino. I mean, a really nice casino, a Caesar's Palace, a New York, MGM, any of them, and they would have real low-end tables. And so somebody like me who's not a real gambler might come and put a few bucks down playing blackjack or one of the other games, and it was a $2 minimum, and then sometimes $5 minimum. But now it's hard to find anything that's not a $10 or up minimum. And it shows when you walk through these casinos, like the last two or three different casinos I walked through, the action at the tables, you know, you'd have these massive casino floors, the gaming floors that have, I don't know, 100 tables more, all these different games, and only a handful are occupied at any one time. So it's hitting Vegas. I would say the only time I see it when the tables are really up and busy where they're all occupied are casinos that are, for example, in the Venetian, which is right outside Sphere, or the Venetian Theater, both huge concert venues. And so as the people pour out of those big concert venues, they walk right into these tables, and so they fill them up. But elsewhere in Vegas, that's not happening.
I look at Super Bowl weekend prices. There seems to be quite a difference from Treasure Island, Flamingo, Harrah's, Luxor, Paris are all double digits. But then Bellagio is 194 and Wynn's 188, which is 4 or 5 times what the others are. Are those especially nice places, Bellagio and Wynn?
Those are very nice places, but how much, you said it was 180, 190?
190 for Bellagio, 180 for Wynn.
Yeah, usually you'd probably be paying at least in the $400 to $600 a night range.
I see, yeah.
For those. So that shows you how steeply they've been discounted. I was talking with my wife about it, and you know, she keeps track of these things. She does a lot of business travel, sometimes taking her through Vegas. And she was just shocked at how much the rates had dropped, because she said, you know, you're at least looking at 35, 40%, but a lot of these, as you've said, are even more than that. I've never seen rates this low in my entire life. It's breathtaking.
It might be climate change, Jeff. How about that?
Well, when you're in those casinos, it's always a very nice 78 or something like that. So, oh, 72. My wife knows these things. But, yeah, it's usually very comfortable. They want to keep you in there as long as they can.
Now, as for the Super Bowl, because I've not been paying attention, I understand it's the Kansas City team. They're there every year, right? That's the one.
It feels like the Kansas City Chiefs, yes.
And Kansas City's not a big media market, so there must be something special. I mean, Jeff, is the NFL legitimate? What's going on with the NFL these days? They had that crisis about helmets and brain injuries a couple of years ago. Have they reestablished their credibility?
Well, their credibility now centers around the Chiefs. Now, the Chiefs have, you know, arguably the best quarterback in a generation, Patrick Mahomes. And he's beloved by many people. He just seems to be a good dad, a good person, down to earth. And then you've got other players on the team, including Travis Kelce, who's the boyfriend of the singing star, you know, Taylor Swift. And so you've got that romance and that drama going on all the time on the side. And Kansas City may not be a major media market in the sense that L.A. or New York or something like that is, but it doesn't need to be, because it kind of is like a black hole that sucks in all the other media markets. You've seen a real uptick in the number of women who are watching, particularly they attribute that to Taylor Swift. You don't see a big jump in the number of men. They've actually become tired of Kansas City winning. And it seems that over the season, Kansas City has been given the benefit of the doubt several times, important times, by NFL referees. So they think that, you know, people that want to fill up with conspiracy theories say, see, they want to get Taylor Swift and all the pretty people back in the Super Bowl at the end of the year.
But so who's the designated loser this year?
Well, they're going to be up against the old Philadelphia Eagles. And the Philadelphia Eagles have only won once in their history. I think it was back in the 80s. And, you know, I think a lot of people are looking at them at kind of the everyman team. And while it feels like people are pointing toward Kansas City as the odds-on favorite, I would say the popular vote is easily with Philadelphia. They're going to be looked at the gritty upstarts. The anti-Taylor Swift people are going to go that way. I think people are really tired of seeing, you know, they don't want to see Kansas City win yet again.
Well, my memory of Philadelphia Eagles, my father rooted for them, is they don't need any help losing.
Well, they've had a few strong teams in the past few years, but not enough to convert it into a Super Bowl ring. But, you know, and I'm no gambling expert. I'm the guy at the $2 table for blackjack. But I think I've got a feeling that Philadelphia will do it. And if they do, I think a lot of that pressure is going to come off the NFL. If Kansas City wins again, I think the NFL could actually take a hit. People say, why do I need to watch this? We already know what the outcome is going
to
be.
Do they get to go to Disney World if they win? Is that still happening, or did Disney leave the premises?
That still happens. I don't know if they've got it in the contract for this year, but I would be surprised if they don't, because typically it's the people like Patrick Mahomes, the quarterback of Kansas City. He's got this beautiful little family. They're all the most photogenic people you've ever seen associated with NFL.
I see.
They're very humble, down to earth. And when you see them being paraded down the Heroes Parade in Disneyland or Disney World,
I see.
It's a feel-good moment for everybody.
And what about the crisis over brain injuries? Is that going away?
You don't hear it talked about. There's still concern about it. The NFL veterans still talk about it. Of course, They don't have the same type of helmets. They didn't have the helmets that we do now. They didn't have the same concussion protocols and constant checkups by medical folks that they do now. So, you know, most of it comes from prior, from the veterans.
Yeah. I remember reading about it and thinking that they've got to do something about this because brain injury is something that you can't shake when you get whacked like that. I had a concussion once playing high school football, I think it was. And I, you know, it was, at the time, you were supposed to boast about how you recover from it. But, I mean, you miss a couple of, you miss a couple of hours of your life after a whack like that.
Yeah.
That was in the 60s, so the helmets are better. Jeff Bliss reporting on the Vegas report. There was the good there, and then there was the expensive there. But if you are in, of a mind to go to Vegas, the planes are leaving all the time. And let me see. Which one would you pick of this list, Jeff? Treasure Island, Flamingo, Harrah's, Luxor, Paris, or MGM? They're all under $50.
Well, MGM, I saw a great price at Caesar's Palace, which has always been kind of a gold standard for a lot of people, and that's under $30. You know, I've been trying to convince my wife to go, but she's like, yeah, we'll just stay at home.
Okay. Jeff Bliss is Pacific Watch, Vegas Report, special edition. Jeff's saying the Eagles would upset the apple cart. I don't know. I'm John Batchelor.
You're great at protecting your own personal information. You probably even use things like two-factor authentication, strong passwords, and a VPN. But as much as you try to be in control of how your information is protected, there are lots of places that also have it, and they might not be as careful as you are. That's why LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second for identity threats. If your identity is stolen, a LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will help solve identity theft issues on your behalf, guaranteed or your money back. Plus, all LifeLock plans are backed by the $1 Million Protection Package, meaning LifeLock will reimburse you up to the limits of your plan if you lose money due to identity theft. You might not be able to control how others handle your personal information, but you can help protect it with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year. Call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code IHEART or go to LifeLock.com/iHeart for 40% off. Terms apply.
Does Friendly have a taste? If it does, it's probably like Hello's peppermint-flavored anti-plaque and whitening toothpaste. Brush away plaque, show tartar who's boss, and remove surface stains to naturally whiten. Hello's thoughtful and flavor-forward products make brushing your teeth feel like a confetti-filled bathroom dance party. So say hello to Hello with the always cruelty-free, never tested on animals toothpaste that's made to spread smiles. Visit HelloProducts.com and let Hello add some everyday yay into your life.
Lowe's knows July 4th savings are worth celebrating. Right now, get up to 40% off select major appliances and get an additional 10% off two or more select major appliances. Plus, get three Scotts NatureScapes 1.5 cubic foot mulch bags for just $10. These deals are coming in hot. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 7/9. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details. Excludes Alaska and Hawaii.